Welcome to The Marinade, a free-flowing conversation about the creative process with creative people. Each episode, we welcome musicians, actors, comedians, authors, visual artists, filmmakers, anyone who creates art to talk about how and why we make stuff. This is the latest installment of our Jason's Journal series. We are fortunate to have the pleasure of covering shows and festivals as The Marinade. And as part of that coverage, I like to give short recaps of my experiences each day. And in this episode, I'm coming to you from Swanee Spring Reunion at Spirit of the Swanee Music Park in Live Oak, Florida, the happiest place on earth, for some thoughts about day two of a magical experience. For all that I said about day one, I realized after I released the episode that many important moments failed to make the cut of my memory for whatever reason. Y'all, this has been such a beautiful experience. Keller Williams on Thursday night played his Pettigrass set, which is what it sounds like. And I'm not breaking ground by telling you that Tom Petty wrote killer songs, but sometimes it takes hearing great tunes interpreted by another incredible musician through a different lens to truly appreciate the magnitude of a master's brilliance. And there was another moment that I don't know why it escaped my recap, but I wanted to bring to your attention because it, I think, illustrates how special this place is. There was this moment during the Steel Wheels' latest set, and I was sitting at the bar scribbling in my notebook. This woman was sitting next to me, and she turned and she asked, "What are you cobbling together in that notebook? Light and sound and vibrations?" I was like, "Yeah, I reckon that's what I'm doing in this thing most of the time." Now, as for Friday, I was characteristically up before the sun. The rain barely took a break from its fickle fits, and that made for great sleep, but maybe less great festing. That being said, I'm oddly somewhat grateful for the rain as it slowed me down. There was no scheduling conflict FOMO when the elements have different designs. You know, the real world had its hooks in me all morning, smoldering domestic fires requiring my attention. Plus the off and on rain, you know, it took me a while. It was 2:30 in the afternoon before I could get into taking in some music. And usually I'm up, ready to go, 10, 11 o'clock, whatever time the music starts each morning, I'm ready to get after it. But just things were just kind of conspiring against me for whatever reason. Well, the good news is that the first set of the day for me was Sean Camp and Verlin Thompson, and they were playing the songs of Guy Clark. Verlin was Guy's right-hand man for decades, and Sean played with Guy as well. And they do this set at Swanee, and it never grows stale. Guy was larger than life, and these fellas saw it all with him. Verlin's stories from the front lines of American roots music history are hilarious and heartwarming. I'm so grateful that I've had two recorded conversations with him, which, if you haven't heard, go back in the archives and listen to those conversations with Verlin. Every story he tells is full of lines that can be their own songs, and some are. Great friend of the show, Seth Walker, was up next, but I needed to get a break and prepare for Colby T. Helms, who was set to appear on The Marinade Saturday. Y'all, I recorded with him earlier today. I'll say more about that later. He's the real deal. He's a hell of a guitar player. He sings his ass off. He's a damn fine writer, a captivating performer. And he's so kind to the songs, whether they're his own or old-time staples to which he seems to gravitate. At that point, a light two-beer buzz led to a second rating of the merch table. I'm going to continue to hemorrhage cash on vinyl and t-shirts, it looks like. I picked up Seth Walker's Are You Open, which I somehow had not owned prior to that, and then headed back to camp for a breather and to check in at home. I'm elated to be here, yet at the same time, desperately missing home. I couldn't have said that 2 months ago, and it's such a great place to be. So I wandered about a bit after that and linked up with Hannah Harbor Wynn and Thomas Wynn. If you're a regular listener to The Marinade, you know Hannah and Thomas pretty well. If not, go buy their records. They're wonderful people and incredible musicians. These moments with friends and festival family are so special. I've been coming to this festival long enough to see kids grow up and seasons change in folks' eyes. And every time I make it up here, I experience something new. Every trip is a baptism. As I mentioned on day one, I turn into a pumpkin after 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I was starting to kind of like, at this point, wind down. Town Mountain, though, was burning the porch stage down. And so I made a pit stop there and then a pit stop at Duval County-based food truck Eat Happy Jack's. Y'all, shout out to Eat Happy Jack's. Absolutely fantastic. The rain was kind of subsiding just in time for the legendary Sam Bush to take the stage, another of several living, breathing documents of American roots music here at Suwannee. Sam's resume is the stuff of legend. And while I'm watching, I run into my friend Eli from Orlando. He's a kindred musical spirit. I love taking in music with Eli. Everything just feels right. Sam Bush, in his 70s, bringing the energy of a man half his age, and I, on the other hand, bringing the energy of a man twice my age by that point. So I head back to camp as soon as he's done, and the walk back to camp is punch drunk. I'm so happy, content, grateful, and the rain holds out, thankfully, as I check in with home base one more time and let my eyelids get weighed down with happiness. Y'all, this is Jason's Journal, day two from Suwannee Spring Reunion 2024. Just thank you, thank you, thank you for listening and spreading the word about the Marinade. MarinadePodcast.com for all things the Marinade. Follow us on the socials. I've been updating both Instagram and Twitter as this festival goes on. And tomorrow when I get home, I'll do more of a dump with photos and stories and just gushing with gratitude about this festival and the people involved with it and how thankful I am with the way my life is going right now. Until next time, go out and create something. Cheers, y'all.